Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very wonderful special guest with us today, Selena.
Hi.
Selena, our producer and director.
Oh, God.
For how long now? Over a
like,
year?
Over a year.
Two years?
I think it's 2 years. I think I joined you guys in 2023. Like,
when did we start the pod?
2023. Like, very shortly after you guys started.
Yeah.
I was, like, sitting in and...
time going? Yeah. I swear to God.
Yeah, 2 years now.
Dude.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Do you like us?
Oh!
Yeah, so how do you feel about
us?
Yeah,
how do you feel?
Actually, I hate every single... No, I'm just kidding. No, I love you guys. You guys are so funny.
Thank you, Selena.
This is, like, the coolest, easiest thing I could possibly be doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always wonder that, like, when we're performing so much and, like, production is watching us, I'm like, do they still think we're funny? Really?
Because they've heard our same jokes over and over again.
Over and over. We were doing Challenge Pit yesterday, and I was like, they must be so frustrated.
Listen,
they must hate this.
They love you guys. Mm.
And Selena, we've worked with you for many years before Smosh Mouth.
Yeah.
So,
this is such a cool, like, I mean, it's not new anymore, but like, it's been a cool, like,
journey.
New journey that we've all done together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's trippy to have you here. I know you've been on this, you know, desk before, but you're here for every episode.
Yeah. Every single one. Almost every single one. There were a couple times when I've been away, but
those were the worst times.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Those were the dark times.
Those were very dark.
Look, we've all been away at some point from this show.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Not me.
Yeah.
Just away for like
Not
4
me.
Months.
I'm here. I'm always here.
I'm here.
No, we can get into that because, like, I was thinking about it this morning, and it's kind of crazy how, and this is, like, how all of Smosh works, right? Like, a peek behind the curtain. We're constantly in pre-production, production, and post-production.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, so filming an episode, production, that's, like, happening right now. But after this episode, after we wrap, I will be getting V1 of the episode airing on Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Giving notes, placing ads, all that stuff. It's being edited, so that's post-production. And also, the production team is asking me to submit pre-prodocs for episodes we're doing in January.
It's so crazy. Funny how, obviously, once we start rolling, we can talk about whatever we want.
Yeah.
Right? It's very chill.
Yeah.
But we do semi-plan out our episodes months in advance.
Yeah.
Because production's like, hey, we need to know if, like, you're going to be doing anything in this episode that you're filming in March.
Yeah.
And so we're like, what do we want to talk about in March?
Yeah.
So we have a lot of those planned out. Now we often change them.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're the one keeping tabs on all of it from start to finish.
I make sure that you guys are happy, that production is happy, that the editors are happy. Like, just making sure that everything is running as smooth as possible.
Yeah, you also are like on it with edits too. You're like, okay, we need to cut that. We need to cut that out. And then also you're like figuring out shorts as well.
Yeah.
Because early on,
that's fun.
Shane and I used to watch and pick the shorts, but we just don't have time anymore. Mm-hmm. And you pick the shorts, and honestly, the shorts are my
favorite
parts.
Yeah, good.
You've been killing it.
It's kind of a funny thing. At the end of like every month or so, we kind of like gather together here at Smosh and go through like, oh, here's how the channels are doing. And it's like, always like, oh, all the channels are doing amazing. But there's a part of me that when I look at like Smosh Mouth, I'm like, yeah, our shorts views were pretty good this month.
Yeah.
Other channels keep up. We're doing pretty solid over here.
No, we're killing it, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're killing it. And you know, I came back. Episodes are doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just very happy about that. You know, you always had that like slight little fear that people will be like, oh, she's back.
We're done. We're going to leave now.
She's not relevant anymore. Or maybe that's just like a motherhood thing where you're just like, oh my God, she's not relevant. She's not funny or whatever.
Well, also because you haven't flexed this muscle in 4 months.
No. And Shane reminded me that when I came back, everything I've been filming is not coming out for months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think everybody's clocked it, Amanda included, that since Amanda came back, you have kind of lost your mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking comedically on camera. You've entered a new era, I would say, as far as it's almost like you've gone Super Saiyan I don't know if you know what that means.
Why are you throwing out words with me that I have to ask you? I don't know what that means.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment. Several people in this room can acknowledge it's a compliment.
Super Saiyan?
You've gone Super Saiyan with your comedy.
What does that mean?
Guess.
What do you think Super Saiyan means?
Does it mean like I'm like charging up with power and I'm like, yeah?
That's you actually 100% nailed it.
That's
100%
crazy.
100% nailed it.
That's awesome.
You got it.
Well, what is it?
You want me to give you the actual definition?
Yes.
So in the show Dragon Ball Z, Goku is a Saiyan. He's from a different planet. And so he can charge up and like reach another level. His hair like turns blonde and crazy and spiky, and he becomes like a more powerful
and he's like,
version. Yeah. And then there's like, they keep reaching new levels of being a Super Saiyan.
So I'm going to reach more levels. So I'm going to come in.
I don't think you're done. I think you could get more insane.
Oh, this is on like 20% of sleep. So you could imagine when I actually get full sleep.
So people have not seen the stuff that you've filmed yet. Because I think a lot of the stuff that you filmed for Pit and the Smosh channel and Games channel, it probably has not aired. The jokes that you're saying, the things that you're saying, what's going to make the cut is just some of the most insane humor I've ever seen from you. And it is amazing to see.
I'm super excited.
I'm glad you feel it's
you're
amazing.
You're unfiltered. And people have already seen here you describing what birth is like. Was a little bit of an example. there's no
and
filter
anymore.
That's the anymore.
G-rated version.
I left out so much.
Oh, yeah. We probably had to cut some of it.
I left out so much.
Yeah.
Well, I feel honored because, you know, when I come here, especially my first day back, I feel like I have so much energy that's why I explained it that way, because it's literally like inside me. It's like, ha, 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 and it wants to just come out. And I'm just a vessel, you know? I'm just a vessel for this energy, and I cannot be responsible for what occurs when I start speaking.
And that's okay.
That's kind of how I feel.
I'm not responsible for what I say.
I'm not responsible for the crazy shit that I say.
Well, you've also had 4 months off and 4 months to kind of like not recuperate because you were doing stuff.
No.
But like to be away from this while everyone has been constantly doing it.
Yes.
So to come in with that energy is also like different.
Yeah, because you're no doubt exhausted from the past few months, but
I'm not really like exhausted.
But you have like you're coming here with a different perspective.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like you get to kind of experience something, and anything you experience in life you can use creatively and comedically.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're seeing that from you, and it's very fun to watch.
I'm really glad because I do feel like before I get here, I've already worked a full day.
Yeah.
Before I get here, I'm up at 4 a.m. pumping, and I've already changed like 2 massive shit diapers.
Yeah.
That are just like up the back, touching the head.
Right.
And that's just
touching 10 minutes of the morning.
The head. That's just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The rest, like, and then I get to work and I'm like, oh, I've already worked.
Right.
And then I go home and then I have my full shift.
Right.
Right?
You clock in.
I clock in and then the baby's down and then it's like, oh, do you want to watch something? It's like, nope. I want to go to bed. So it's just like you're on – I've just leveled up on another level.
Is there an aspect where coming here and getting to like do this type of comedy, is it in almost a way a break for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost like I can't talk – I can't even say my son's name. I can't because I think it was my first week here. Someone asked me, how is he doing? And I just – tears. So I just like – it's just more just like I miss him, but like – when I'm here, that Mom Amanda is there, but it's not really there.
Sure.
Like I have to kind of compartmentalize.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like I can't
Focus.
I can't focus exactly. Because now that I'm talking about it, I'm thinking about him, I'm thinking about vaccinations, I'm thinking about all these things that are happening, and I'm just like, no. Like just but I remember my first day back, I truly felt unhinged. Like, it feels like you're just, like, going up, up, up on a roller coaster. And you know when you get to the top, there's, like, a little side place where people can stand? Or, like, people, like, workers can stand and, like, fix it? You want to jump off on that side and, like, climb down and be like, I'm done. But you can't. Oh, we're at 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a fun little peek behind the curtain. So for those listening, Selena just held up the slate, and it says 10 on it. Selena gives us the time as we're recording so that we know just like how much time we have left.
Yeah.
Where we're at.
We're like roller coaster analogy, move it quicker. Should we get,
yeah. Selena held up a sign and said, stop talking about motherhood.
Talking about motherhood.
Please stop.
And you know what? I never will stop because it is my identity.
Yeah.
But I will say that my first day, literally, I was like going down a roller coaster without wanting it. I couldn't stop it. And Mike at Smosh-alike was just like, hey, Mike, how did that go? And he was like, yeah, great. I mean, we're going to have to cut like half of what you said just because we have to. But no, it was good. It was good. It was good. And I asked Tommy and Arasha and they're like, no, it's great.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's great.
Yeah. There's just some things that YouTube is going to be like, we can't put this on the algorithm.
Trevor,
man,
this morning, he's like, I love you, Amanda. And also, you're crazy. Does that light me? Do you guys not see that light that keeps occurring? Is it me?
What light?
No, I just see it in the corner of my eye. Is it?
Is it this?
I'm surprised you guys haven't seen it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, now it's not happening while you guys are looking, so it makes me
look.
Well,
nobody look.
What? Did you see that?
Where is it? Where is it?
Whoa, Amanda.
It could be catching something.
And really why we're here is because we're looking back at 2025, and I'm glad we're talking about how nuts I am because I, like, forget 2025.
Oh, this year.
You see the light, huh?
I think this is finally... I feel like every year for the past 10 years, it ends and people are like, ugh, what a year, right? Can't wait for the next one. I think this year was for a lot of people, they were like, yeah, let's really move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, we must move on.
It was just such an intense, emotionally filled year.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, for me, and I think for a lot of people here at Smosh, I wouldn't say it was definitely not a bad year. It was like a very successful, fun, big year, but it was intense.
It was probably
the most intense year most intense years working at Smosh. That's crazy to say, given that we've experienced a shutdown, a pandemic, and all sorts of stuff. But at Smosh like kind of reached a new level this year that we've not experienced since I joined. And so it was just kind of trippy. It's weird. Like, it's hard to describe that.
I mean, we brought back Summer Games, which was a huge undertaking in itself. So it's the Summer Games. It's like a lot of bigger projects. It's the 20th anniversary. Like, it was a lot.
Oh,
it was
a
lot.
Yeah. No, it's a crazy year. And it's weird to go to events because, you know, for 10 years working here, we'll be at events and other YouTubers or people in the space will ask, like, oh, where do you work? And it's like, oh, I work at Smosh. And they'll be like, oh, okay, cool. They'll be like, oh, like, frankly, some years, like many years ago, people would be like, oh, like, they're still around. Like, whoa, that's cool. Like,
same.
You kind of felt like, do we belong here? And then this year, suddenly, like, you're in places and people are like, whoa.
They're like, I know where you
there.
Work.
Like, whoa, that place is a big deal.
Yeah.
And we all feel it here. But it's an intense feeling.
We
sometimes.
Do feel it. It's like it's more pressure. It's things are just moving so fast.
Yeah.
Like we're filming so much. We're doing so much. We're like, not only it's not just every day you're coming in and filming. It is development. It's pitching. It's live shows. It's merch. It's so much other stuff. We're like a whole world.
We have a bigger team, but like it still operates a little bit like a small business, in my opinion.
We have, like, under 100 people.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, I feel like this show in particular kind of does, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think soon, but until now, like all of us do so much else here at Smosh.
Yes.
So yes. Smosh Mouth is kind of like a side project yeah. that we've had.
yeah,
it is.
While you are running so many operations here at Smosh.
Right. So my official title is operations manager, and then in parentheses, I put also director and producer of Smosh.
yeah.
Like, that's my email signature.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
But... again, might cut this, but also I will say it, and then if it's fine, we'll leave it in. We're also preparing for a big move. We're moving to a bigger space, and
you can say
the amount of meetings and like stuff that we've needed to prepare for that has also skyrocketed this year. So talk about like a lot of stuff happening that also happened this year, is happening this year.
I mean, we're doubling our space.
Which
just shows that that's how much we're expanding. Like, we don't have any more room, even in our own building, to do what we're doing. And it is, I feel so incredibly lucky to be a part of it, because the industry as we know it is just in a crazy place. I mean, the whole Netflix, WB, Paramount, like, bid war over each other. I don't know if you guys know about that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, everybody is feeling this, like, squeeze of just, like, what is
don't
our industry?
What,
I mean,
don't do this.
Everybody's feeling it. Everybody's feeling this squeeze, and it's like, I feel so incredibly grateful to be in a job that I get to come in and we get to create every day. That is rare now.
Yeah.
Now that is rare.
True. Very true. Yeah. No, it's a one of a kind place.
It's really, really cool.
But yeah, it's been quite the year.
So what are your guys' favorite moments? Even if it's not on the pod, just like in general that has happened.
You know, the birth of my son was good. I'll keep it work. Anyways.
I'll keep it lame.
I'll keep it work.
Here.
Well, you know, I will say when I I will say this year is a very humbling year for me.
Okay.
It's a lot of me being like, the cool Amanda's in there that's like, I got this. And then I present it and it's like, oh my God, Amanda, what are you doing? It's a lot of questions like, what are you doing, girl? Mm. And it's when Selena was like, oh, Amanda, do you want to go and search Reddit? And like, go on Reddit and like, do your own presentation of Reddit. And I was like, hell yeah. I got this, honey. Like, I'll do Reddit. And it was Shane and Chance. And I presented Reddit. And Chance just was ripping me apart. He was just like, what is this shit? What are you doing?
It's to
millennial vibes.
Hey.
Which is okay.
No. Yeah. Hey, it's great.
Yeah.
It was great.
And now you're the first person to say 6'7".
Right.
On Smosh. Congrats. You did it.
I did it. I wasn't going to say it.
I have a really funny story to say, and I saved it for the pod because I almost said it to you earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Courtney and I recently went to Japan, and we were there for like a week. And one of the days, we're in a train station, and we're going up an escalator. And on the escalator going down across the like station are a bunch of like middle school or high school boys, right? And they kind of glance over at us. We look back at him, and Courtney decides to make the 6'7" gesture at them.
Oh my God.
What?
And all of these Japanese high schoolers look back at us and they go, and they start doing it back. And I was like, this is a worldwide phenomenon. This is ridiculous.
It is.
I was like, no way. Oh,
it is.
Oh my God. I was like, what did I expect? Of course. But I also was like, no, there's no way.
Did they know who you were?
I don't think they knew who we were. I just think they knew the gesture.
Yeah. Hey, we as a world just gotta find what makes us laugh, you know? Yeah.
And if it's numbers, that's great.
Yeah.
If it's a combination of two numbers.
How long will this last?
I'm warning everyone listening and watching this week, we're filmed very far ahead, but it's December, obviously. Spencer and others have been making 6'7" jokes in videos. Not much, but of course it slips out because we're saying it ironically.
Oh my gosh.
But that stuff's not going to air till like March. So I'm sorry ahead of time.
Oh, people are going to leave the channel.
They're going to be so mad.
They're going to hate us.
I think it was already over when you said it the first time.
Oh, it's...
No. Hey, Selena, no. It was right there. It was super sexy and hot, and it was topical. Selena.
No, it was hot.
No, my niece and nephew visited me and then said right. it, and I didn't know what it was. And I literally walked in, and I was like, oh, my niece and nephew were here. And Shane was like, did they keep saying it? And I was like,
yeah.
And then I just started saying it all the time.
No, you know? No. Kids are going to be fully over it and saying a new thing
yeah.
by the time this episode airs. God forbid the games and pit videos that we've filmed.
Yeah.
Real bad. I will say it's not a ton. I'm saying like a couple times, but it's just going to, it's going to read real bad. It's not going to be good.
Oh, no. Can we go back? I wanted to talk about this at the top, but the holiday party.
Oh, yes.
So we are filming. This is happening right after the holiday party.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering. I've lost my voice and then some.
Yeah.
We had another event the same week. We went to Spotify.
Yep.
So it was just a lot. What were your guys' experiences at the party?
We're celebrities. Just heads up. You were like doing whatever you do in Japan.
Yeah.
For sure, man. Have a good time.
I was telling Selena that I felt like the holiday party, I felt like we were all rock stars. And because it felt like there was like lights and like there was just like all these things happening and everyone was just like, and there was like speeches and like hors d'oeuvres being passed around. And I
lamb
was like,
chops as hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, I didn't get any of the food.
I didn't grab
even it. The hors d'oeuvres?
I didn't. Shane and I were in a sea of people. And here's the thing. I loved it. I like thrive when I'm like kind of talking to everyone and seeing everyone. And we invited a lot of the guests of the show. And that was really, really fun for me because I had just gotten back. But there was one point where I saw Shane in the sea of people. And I really wanted to get to him to like catch up with him. And I it's like he was right there. And I just couldn't.
But every time she was running and I was just.
He was going.
Drifting farther and farther back.
Because truly, I barely saw you guys all night.
I saw you like once.
I saw you once.
There were so many people there. I did not get any of the buffet food.
Same.
I felt like it was like a speed dating event, like talking to this person, this person, this person, this
person.
Speed
dating.
And then also a dance floor.
I didn't know there was a dance floor.
That's crazy.
Good for me.
We were on it.
Were we on it?
Yeah, during the speeches.
Nobody was dancing.
Yeah, during the speeches. Oh, okay.
No one was dancing. No one actually danced.
No. That's not true.
Jonathan,
wait, tons of people that. Okay,
so Jonathan many people danced.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I was in a cocoon of people.
No, so many people danced.
So many people
I was going to say, I was. Get Low was on. I was getting low. And. It was so funny because one of our architects for the new building, who is an older gentleman with his wife, was on the dance floor, but like at a cafe table, not dancing. But they were kind of just like watching everyone and like cheering people on. And I just got so self-conscious because I was like throwing down.
As you should.
I was like dancing.
As you should.
And I'm like, I can't have you watch me because we're going to go to a meeting on Tuesday and I got to be a professional in front of you. I'm seeing him later today. So I'm just like,
do you have to be, I mean, it's good to be a professional, but it's also like our channel. What do we
do
here?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can throw down.
You need to show him who's boss at
the
party.
Yeah, exactly. Throw down.
Yeah. My favorite part of the party, and I realize he's not in the room with us, but at the end of the party, Jonathan...
he's not in the room because he got kicked out.
He got kicked out. Jonathan, many of you know as Mr. Chips.
He's going to love that. Love that.
I didn't see Jonathan until the party was like ending. And it's always the quote of the night when you're at a party and right as you're leaving, you see someone for the first time.
I know.
And
I know.
He comes up to me and like several other cast members. He's like, Shane, you know I fuck with you heavy. Like... Oh, Courtney, you know I fuck with you heavy. Like, just saying it to everyone. He was, like, so sweet, so nice.
I fuck with you heavy?
I fuck with you heavy.
No, if I said and I was that, like, that's it would the be coolest. An issue.
You could not say that.
You know, Shane, I fuck with you heavy.
I couldn't deliver it as well as Jonathan delivered it. Like,
no.
Jonathan delivered it so earnestly, so sweetly.
Mr.
It was
Chips.
Really awesome. And then he started pulling out some chips and started slowly.
I love Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan's the best.
But that was the party.
That's the thing. Is like so many people work at Smosh and then so many people are in our sphere, right? Like I would be like going through the party and I see James and Elise or I'd see Mac Does It.
Yes.
And I'm like,
Aurora Matrix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Aurora Matrix.
Yeah,
oh my God,
the whole
that was so fun.
Extended universe. And so you're just kind of seeing new people all the time.
And there's such fun people to talk to. Like
yes.
People that we work with and then other friends. You just, I felt like this like how I feel every day of just like, I wanted to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Totally.
Everybody. And I need to get better about being like, oh, I gotta go now talk to this person. But then the person I was talking to, I was enjoying.
Right.
I was like loving the conversation that we were having.
Yeah. That was certainly an amazing part of the year.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It was epic. It was a great like close out, especially the going to the Spotify party was really fun because I got to see some people that I haven't seen in a while. And then the holiday party was so.
Yeah.
But it was. I was like looking at like Shane and Tommy and I was like.
I'm like.
Tommy was like, I haven't seen you all night. And I was like, I haven't seen you either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going back again to this podcast, we were talking about this before. How cool is it that this podcast is getting close to 1 million subscribers?
I'm super excited. Unreal. I'm so proud. I'm proud of you guys, proud of this team.
What was it at when we started?
Like
zero.
It wasn't at zero.
I'm kidding.
I think it was at like 200.
I think it was like at 200 when you guys started. I think it was around 400 when I hopped on.
Whoa.
I think it jumped pretty quickly, like when we started
When you restarted it.
Because this channel was kind of a dead channel for several years, right? We did Smoshcast back in the day, and it had a good following, but it never really like took off enough that we were like, we eventually sunset it because we were just like, we're not really.
I think because you guys had different hosts.
We didn't really know what it was, and the pandemic made it really hard to do.
Yeah.
So we kind of, it was kind of a dead channel, just kind of there for years. And then we started it back up. And so I think people were really excited at the beginning of that. And then, but its growth since then has been what's really exciting because I think it's like, it's cool when you announce something and there's a big surge and it's like, great. Whoa, people are excited about the idea of this thing. But then like years on, it's like, have we followed through and are people actually staying for it?
No, I was telling Kiana about it because I was like, the podcast, there are surges when like, when you and Courtney announced that you were married and like baby announcement, right? But like the growth has been so steady. Like throughout the months, like I've calculated it down to like the number of weeks, number of days that like we constantly hit like 100K, and it's been steady, which means I think it is a testament to you guys and how talented and funny you guys are and our team for keeping it like running consistently. And a steady, I couldn't ask for more. Like a steady growth is like,
the
best thing.
It is the best.
Yeah.
It's because it's most sustainable.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things that we do, because that's why it's like, if we take time from the pod, I will say I really missed the pod when I was on maternity leave.
Oh,
just simply because I got to catch up and like hang out and be like, what are you doing? What are we doing? And I got to like, people be like, oh, Amanda, why are you asking that question? Like I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed it.
We want you to ask the question.
I know. I missed it. And like, looking back at the year of like us doing episodes on the pod, I'm just like, those feel like decades ago.
Yeah.
We were looking through the whole catalog from this year
of
all of our episodes, and I was like, that was this year?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
We read diary entries this year.
Yeah. Right. We read diary entries. We had my Reddit stories.
Bob the Drag Queen.
Feels like five years ago. Bob the Drag Queen played his song, and you and Courtney just vibed out, and so did I.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
This year, man.
Yeah.
It's really trippy. And now at this stage, like you being gone, it both feels like it was like years and also just like a blip of time.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So
trippy. It feels very far away right now.
Yeah.
Like I came back in a month ago and it feels so far away.
Yeah.
It feels like that didn't even happen.
Yeah. While we were doing Angela and Damon's episodes, every time. Like, it didn't even occur to me that it was Angela's last episode that she was filming and Damien's last episode. It went by so fast. But while we were in it, I was like, dang, it's been like 3 months since Amanda's been here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I couldn't keep up. Sorry. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop doing that.
Do we have hopes for any dreams that we want to do on this podcast?
I want to take it outside of here.
We've really talked about taking it outside.
Okay.
But we did that for Summer Games. That doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay.
Talk about really taking it outside.
Now that I'm back and I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
we can still go on a roller coaster with this pod. I don't know what that looks like.
I don't know either.
I don't know if it's Shane and I mic'd up trying to have a full interview pod on roller coasters all day long. I don't know.
I think, okay, here's probably the like easiest, here's how we pilot this.
Uh-huh.
All right? Not the whole episode, but you and I get mic'd up and we get on a pod, we get mic'd up, we get on a roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
It'll be audio only.
Of course.
And so we record a podcast for however long the roller coaster is.
Two minutes.
Then we listen back to it here and we play the audio from that here.
And then we comment on it?
And then we talk about it
afterwards.
That's
kind of fun.
That's a way to do it. So to see what gets picked up.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like...
Literally.
It's
okay.
Going to be nothing.
No, because we were talking about last year, and then you told us that you're like, oh,
yeah, I was like,
it has to wait.
Push that episode because I'm pregnant. I'm not allowed to get on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
But okay, so we spend the whole day and we record a bunch of
different roller coasters,
and then we come back. You're right, and we play it.
We should get on a roller coaster, and the second we get on the roller coaster, we get a topic. Like, we get the topic, we get on the roller coaster, and we cannot start talking until we're on it and the ride starts. And then that's the topic. You start talking about it.
And you only talk about it while the coaster's moving.
Yeah, as soon as it stops, you have to stop talking.
Yeah. Done topic. And maybe we can get, like, topics from fans or, like, comments or something.
Tell us if that's, like, worth to do.
Yeah, guys, tell us if that's worth to do.
Would you guys worth to do send us, like... topics that we talk about on a roller coaster and then play it back here and comment on it. Let us know if that's just so crazy.
Tell us if that's crazy to you.
And Psalm.
Yes, we've talked about doing a wine tasting. Oh.
I don't know if anyone would care about that.
I don't know.
I'd care about it.
I think they would care if you care about it.
I would care because Shane's now getting into wine and it would be fun to watch him wine taste.
And see if I can guess wines correctly.
Yeah. Oh, God. Shane guesses
wines. Should I just
wines?
Take? Should we just take the Psalm test and see how well we do?
We're not going to do well.
What if we pass?
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Shane, we're not going to pass.
What if we pass?
It's. Oh, my God.
What if
Shane to Psalms right there. It is like so much work.
Not really.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm going to drink some wines and I'm going to guess.
Whoa.
This isn't like Cab and Merlot,
okay.
Honey.
I'm not saying we're going to pass it. I'm saying we take the test. And taking the test is not a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Taking the test is drinking some wine.
Okay. So can we take the test here and just do it?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
We did that with Jeopardy. And
failed. Minus the wine.
True.
Well, that's because we had Ian typing all the answers, and it was just so insane. He was just typing things and sending them in before we said
God.
It was good.
That was one of my favorite. I mean, I love Jeopardy, so like I love that. One of my favorite episodes. But I love when we do like a little bit of a gamified episode.
Oh, yeah.
Just because
it
keeps it interesting and like I'm competitive. So
I would love to find more games for this podcast.
Well, we have some.
Yeah.
We have some.
We do have some
ideas.
We have some ideas.
And we did top five with Mac Does It.
Mac Does It.
That was really, really fun. We did Never Have I Ever with Keith.
True.
Mm-hmm.
We've always done kind of like a version of like Notes app character, who we've seen online vibes.
I want to bring back like secret words, maybe with a few, like fewer words, but that was fun for me. And also, I don't know how we're going to do this again, but the riddles.
Oh, the riddles was fun.
That was awesome.
Is that where we read them off the teleprompter?
Riddles was a really good one.
The teleprompter.
Riddles was a solid one for this year.
Riddles was so fun. That was with Damien.
Yes.
And he was so good at them, of course.
Yeah.
And I was also very fun.
As always.
And we did bingo.
We did bingo. Yes.
That's crazy.
And you won. Or you got bingo first.
I got bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane got bingoed first.
Just doing all my phrases all the time.
Yeah.
Laughing off this way.
And going, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Wearing a white t-shirt was my favorite one.
Truly, every day. I'm not good. I'm trying to dress, I'm trying to build out my wardrobe, make like a little, nice little capsule wardrobe.
Yeah.
Here's a problem. when we film here at Smosh, we're filming usually four things a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of wear like one pair of pants and then I'm like, what's like a top that I can switch out with
always.
One other thing? I end up with white t-shirts a lot because I can just throw something on it and yeah. then I can take that thing off just to differentiate the episodes a little bit.
There's nothing wrong with white t-shirts. Some dudes wear like black only all the time and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's fine.
I can't do that.
If you wore just jeans and a black t-shirt every day, it'd be really funny.
You think so?
That just
people are like,
your
oh my
vibe.
God, she's so crazy and fun. And also,
she just dresses like Elon Musk every day.
Oh, my God. That would be awful. No. What if I just got all tattoos?
That might be sick as
hell.
Up
my neck.
That might be sick as hell. Might be cool.
I just do a total makeover.
Okay, speaking of clothes and such. You guys should guess my top five favorite pieces of clothing.
Oh,
top five. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Top five favorite pieces of clothing.
Also,
yes.
We're probably way past this, but I'm going to flash it anyway.
Nice.
30 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, so Selena, you have several categories, and we're going to play the game that we played with Mac Does It, where we try to guess each other's top fives of
yep.
a given
yes.
category. You get more points for the higher up in the category that you get.
Yes.
So are we trying to guess her, like, five is the worst, one is the best?
Yes.
Well, and it's a top five, though, so all of them are great. But it's like...
one is better than...
Yeah, this. It's a Family Feud type situation.
Yeah.
We asked one Selena her five favorite clothing items. Okay, clothing items is tough, but I think I got this.
Oh, I included, like, accessories.
Accessories?
Yeah.
Anything? Okay.
Shoes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You go first.
Like, cute belt... situation.
No, but I did think about that.
Oh,
I did
okay.
think
okay.
about it.
Okay. I've got a good guess.
Okay.
Yes.
Selena, you're a dancer. I feel like this would be a favorite amongst dancers. I'm going to say sweatpants.
No.
No, God.
But
sweatpants are...
People love
sweatpants.
You're right.
People love sweatpants. You fuck you.
Okay. You go ahead.
Tank top.
No.
Oh. No.
This isn't going
loser.
Well. You are a loser.
Loser.
Fucking kill you.
Okay, I'm gonna say necklace.
Oh no. But close.
How are
no
stop talking. Dangly earrings.
Yes.
Damn
yes.
It.
I love earrings.
What number is that?
Earrings. Yeah,
what
number
was
that?
Two.
Oh,
I gotta get one. I gotta get one. No, it's my turn.
Oh yeah, fuck. Fine.
No.
It's my turn.
I don't know.
Your turn, honey.
I'm gonna say jacket.
I will give it to you. I said overcoat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Overcoat is a, yeah,
a
jacket.
It's a type of jacket. Yeah.
Okay, fair.
I'll give it. That was number one.
Oh!
You didn't actually really get it, though. Whoa, he dunked a fake basketball.
That wasn't a dunk. That was a three-pointer.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know what a dunk is.
Yeah?
Yeah,
because you worked at Dunkin' Donuts. You know what it is.
I went home and my sister gave me a Dunkin' Donuts baby book. I was like, how? Literally how?
That's so funny.
It's the story of the munchkin. Okay. Like, kind of like slack, loose pants.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Flowy pants.
Flowy pants!
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I love flowy pants. Yep.
What number was that?
Five.
Oh, yeah, take it. Take it, loser. Okay, I'm gonna say sneakers.
No.
Oh,
God, you're mm-mm. such an idiot.
What?
So crazy how dumb you are. sorry. Okay, we're not doing like makeup or anything. This is just accessories.
Yeah.
Fur coat.
No,
that was actually a joke.
No, but
like,
okay.
I just wanted to throw it
out
there.
No. I'm gonna say boots.
Yes.
Nice.
I love a boot. I really miss, okay, living in LA, I really miss dressing for fall.
Yeah.
Like, I truly miss dressing
for
fall.
No, it is 80 degrees in December.
I was so upset.
It kind of sucks.
I was
a little bit.
Yeah. So a lot of these were like cold weather stuff because I miss it.
Cold weather stuff because you miss it.
There's one more.
What was it? What number
was boots? I don't think she wears hats.
Boots was three.
I don't think she wears hats.
Oh, that sucks. I think I'm winning this round.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've got 1 and 3.
I think you're actually
got 2 and 5.
A ridiculous person. So stop.
You got one. Good luck. Get four.
You got Okay. You said Jack. It was overcoat. This is not the same thing. um. Sweater.
Ooh, sweater's good.
I will give it to you.
Okay.
I said cardigan.
Cardigan?
Yeah. I love a cardigan.
What number was that?
That was four.
Okay.
All right.
Doing well. No, I'm not. You won this round.
Good work. I don't know. I think it's kind of a, feels no, kind of a tie.
It doesn't feel kind of a tie. You got 1 and 2. I got 4 and 5.
I got 1 and 3.
Yeah, 1 and 3.
You got 2, 4, 5.
And
you did not get 6, 7. There's no 6, 7.
Everybody here. Wants
what's the next category?
Colors.
Favorite colors.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Okay. No, I go first this time. You went first last time.
Fine. Go.
I'm going to throw out. How specific? Can I ask? Did you get very specific, or is this like a. Or how.
I got very specific, but if you get close enough, I'll okay. give you close enough.
I'm going to go with. I'm going to throw out like peach or like pink.
Number one.
Let's go.
Number one.
Let's go.
Why are you I love so peach. Annoying.
Let's go.
Peach, coral, apricot,
yes,
the Pantone
and Selena,
color.
And I know that about
no,
you.
Please
and
stop.
I just
and
know
you
that.
Know, stop talking. No, I actually, I can't.
I love when they fight about me.
so annoying. Fine. Like a mauve?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's not my day. You know, it's not my day. It's not my fucking day. Fine.
I'm going to go with, I'm gonna go out, you know, now that I got number one, I'm going to take some risks.
Oh, please, just stop talking.
I'm going to say gold.
No, but I really thought about it.
She
I really,
really did,
thought about
but it's
it.
Not on the list.
Sorry, you're not on the list.
Idiot. Okay. You don't often wear a lot of blue. Or does she? Is there any... Baby blue?
I'll give it to you, yeah.
Yes!
Yes, like a light blue.
Light blue, mm-hmm. Baby blue.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Okay.
Number two.
Fair. Fine. Okay, I think you're a very organized person, so I would think maybe green.
No, what? I actually don't like green.
Yeah, okay. Green sucks. Isn't that okay. your favorite color? Oh, no, it's no, orange.
It's international orange.
Yeah, whoa.
Green doesn't suck, actually. I like green.
I don't really, there's not really many colors I don't like nowadays. Turquoise used to be the one I despised. Because, and I'll tell you why. It was a nostalgic thing. Growing up in Arizona in the 90s, there was so much bullshit turquoise everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Like every shopping center had like old turquoise signs that just they were there for decades. They just aged. It looked horrible.
Yep.
So I associated it with kind of like lame stuff in Arizona.
Yep.
Nowadays I like turquoise. It's grown on me. Getting away from Arizona, I now have a new appreciation for it. I actually miss it. When I go back to Arizona and everything is like slate gray and dark brown, I'm like, I miss the personality.
I know, me too. I love turquoise.
All right.
Okay. Like a yellow, like a mango yellow. That's so cool.
But that's also a good one, but no.
Look, I'm going to throw out one of my favorites that I got shit on for.
Silver?
But I'm going to say any version of brown.
I'll give it to you. It's burnt sienna.
Okay.
It's like a reddish brown.
Okay.
Burnt sienna.
Nice.
I love
okay. That's a good one.
I love a warm brown.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Love it.
Same.
Same.
Kind of like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. A burgundy?
I'll give it to you. A maroon. Yeah.
Was that number 5?
Yeah, it was number 5.
Maroon 5.
Oh.
I didn't even think about that.
Best band ever.
Wow.
I am kidding. Truly am kidding. I did listen to Maroon 5 a lot, though.
Of course.
Everyone did, right? But does anyone still?
I think they do.
Aren't they done?
Are they done?
Is Adam Levine just on his own?
I don't know.
I don't.
What does he do these days?
I don't
Maroon
know.
Maroon 5 fans, tattoos. Get in the comments. Tell us about him.
You have one last category?
One last color and also one
oh,
last
one
category.
Last color.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What number is it?
Number 3.
Oh, shoot.
Can I say? Oh, it's
no, no,
turn.
No. You actually.
No, no, you go.
No, I just guessed. I guessed brown.
No, and I guessed burgundy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you got maroon. Right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say purple.
I'll give it to you. A pale lavender.
Mm-hmm. Pale lavender and purple? Mm-hmm.
I love
different.
It's, pastels and warm colors.
It makes sense that you know the very specific colors because looking at like your journals and stuff,
yeah.
You color code so much.
Yeah.
So you probably have your the colors dialed
yeah.
in.
So what color is math?
math is green because green is numbers. Money is green and it's numbers and it's math.
Math is...
No.
Yeah. Math is...
Science is blue because the earth is 70% water. History is red because war. And English or literature is yellow because
math is
that
red.
Was the only one left.
Math is red.
Whatever.
It's fine.
It's wild.
We did that episode this year, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was also this year.
I knew it would cause a stir.
Your colors were all off. That's why it caused a stir.
Plenty of the top comments agreed with me.
I actually don't think they did. They all were like, oh my God, Shane should
they
leave
agreed.
The channel.
I think they definitely agreed. But anyways, one last category.
Yay. Yeah.
Dream jobs.
Oh, shoot. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did include my real, like, number one job.
You go first.
But,
like Cirque du Soleil.
No, but that's funny.
Did you do aerial yoga?
Do you still do it? No, I don't. I don't do it as much anymore. It's hard to find the time to go to the studios.
Yeah.
Because there's not one, like, super close by, so... Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
But I do love it.
Dream jobs. I'm going to say like being like one of those like high up, like backup dancers.
Oh, that's so good. That's actually better than anything that I've written. Damn.
It's crazy.
Ew. I hate when you do this. It's so gross. Can we just comment how gross Shane is? Like, come on.
Yeah. No, that's so good.
That's you're welcome.
You're welcome for your dreams.
Quote me on that, sweetheart.
That's so good.
Okay, you're taking it places I don't.
I'm taking it to a character place for me. Thank you.
I didn't do like entertainment stuff because I was going to say
actor.
But yes, those are like very real. Like except for my number one, nothing is entertainment based.
Okay, so this is just dream job.
That's
fun.
Not true.
Okay.
It's all over the place, actually. Never
mind. But not backup dancer.
No, but that is a good one. I would put that on now.
Yeah.
Dang. It's okay. Don't worry about it. They're not sealed.
You were a backup dancer this year. Summer Games, you were a backup dancer multiple times.
And choreographer.
And yeah. So was Emily.
Oh, my God.
So was Emily.
And so was Marcus.
And so was Marcus.
Oh, my gosh.
We got some dancers
here.
That
boy can get down and have a beautiful smile on his face the whole time.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying, like, dream jobs, like, it's not... Okay, so there's no entertainment
I take it back. There is some entertainment on here.
Marine biologist?
No.
Yeah, no, I knew it. It didn't feel right in my gut, but I wanted to say it.
Said backup dancer, you're over here, like, fish... Studier.
You follow the fish?
Guy who likes fish?
Well, you know, her boyfriend's from Alaska, and they follow the whales. When I went to Alaska, they were like, I'm not actually kidding. Wait, don't do this. Don't make me stupid. Don't do this.
Don't make me stupid.
No, they follow the fucking whales.
Get him! Hey, there he is! Get him! The whale's like, oh!
No. No, 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 no,
boy,
no, no.
Boy, are they bored up there.
No, no, no.
The sun hasn't risen in 5 months and they're chasing whales. What?
No, their tails come up and they know the whale's name based on the barnacles on their tail. You're dead to me.
Okay.
Like, literally, you're done.
Okay. You said marine.
People in Alaska, holler if you guys follow whales.
Okay. You said marine biologist. You said marine biologist. I'm going to say... YouTuber.
She just said she didn't do entertainment.
No, she said it might be some entertainment.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But that would have been on there.
Oh, crazy.
That would have been on there?
Yeah. Honestly, you're saying all of these things, and I'm like, why didn't I put any of this on my list?
Why did
I feel like my list is like all over the place.
Don't.
No, okay. No, I think your list sounds really fun, though.
Yeah,
so
own your list. Don't let Shane tell you what your dream jobs are.
Don't let me tell you what your dreams are.
Go find some fish. Chase them. All right.
People start coming up to me at work and they're like, hey, what's my dream job?
What should I do?
Yeah. So
astronaut.
Yeah.
Astronaut. What even is an astronaut anymore?
What are you talking about?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry can go up in space. What about these astronauts that train forever?
She got sent to space. She didn't get herself there. When I fly somewhere, I'm not a pilot.
Yeah.
I'm on a plane flying coach. I'm like, you know, I'm flying this thing.
I flew here.
Yeah, basically. I'm up in the air too. Yeah. So who's to say?
Whatever, man.
Who's to say who's flying this?
Katy Perry went to space. However she got there, she still did it. Okay. Congrats, girl. I have no idea now. Honestly, shoe cobbler. I'm actually kidding.
shoe cobbler.
Okay. Well, director is what you do.
Yeah.
Could be the dream, though.
Yeah.
Could be living the dream.
Yeah, I will give that to you. I want to be the showrunner of a sitcom.
That's cool.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's a cool dream.
Yeah, that's like the big dream.
Wow.
Wow.
Very cool.
Get number in there. Because sitcoms, one. Where are they going?
Right.
Well, actually, yeah. I don't know. I feel like
they're,
I feel like sitcoms will cut.
They're... I'm doing this. My hands are face down. They're still around, but yeah, it's kind of in a weird zone.
It's in a weird space right now.
Multicam sitcom?
No, single.
Single cam mm-hmm. sitcom. Mm-hmm. Like the Goldbergs.
What is that show anyways? Who was on that? Who even was on that show? I don't even know.
Frick about that
old
show.
News, baby.
Okay. All right. I'm going to guess...
Wait, what number was that, director?
One.
Suck it.
Did we guess any of the others? We have four others.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Chasing Fish.
Do not give any of them to us. I want to guess your dream jobs. I'm going to say, oh my gosh.
Oh God, there's a lot of pressure here.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a second.
Don't.
Give me a second.
You love doing this.
Give me a second. All right, I'm blanking for a moment, so let me just throw out a funny one. A person who makes greeting cards, who makes like cards. How good would you
that's
be?
That's actually, that I was thinking about
you know
that
500
for her.
Days of Summer, how he works at a place where they make
yes.
cards? Well, I gave you another one.
Yeah, what an old
Shane,
reference
you
movie.
Should tell people what they should do.
No, Selena, don't.
I should guess the things they don't yeah. know about themselves.
No, Selena, don't. We cannot have Shane in
here's
this
here's what
power.
You want for Christmas. And they're like, oh my God, that is what I want
Listen,
for Christmas.
I don't
want
to think about it. Just tell me.
No, okay. don't give this
All right.
to Shane. It's too
Go
much.
Go on, Amanda.
Oh my God. So wait, did he get it?
No.
Oh, you didn't even get it.
No, I didn't get it.
That's crazy. That
but
you
if
thought.
She if she drafted up a new list, it'd be all the things I've said.
I'm sure about that.
Okay, go on.
I was thinking something with like stationary, but that's not with, right.
Well, that's what I just.
No,
that's what I just said.
No. Okay, not chasing fish. Crazy. That sucks for you. God, a host of a travel show.
Oh, you got real close. That's also good. I said game show host. I think I was just thinking of like hosting, but
game show host.
But travel show would be really cool too.
That's what I wanted to do back in the day. I literally wanted a company to pay me to travel the world and be like a host.
Yeah.
I think you could do that.
Almost like, you know, when Conan O'Brien would travel and try crazy things.
Oh,
I wouldn't
yeah.
want to try a bunch of crazy food. I would want to like go to these destinations and like experience
yeah.
it for the first time.
Right.
And be filmed. I don't know.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like a host of sorts.
Okay. So a host of a game
host.
Show.
Yeah. A host.
Yeah. Number three.
All right. Man. I keep...
The other ones are just... I don't know how you're going to
okay.
get these.
Ridiculous.
It's going to be fun.
They're just like out of the blue. Like
okay.
You would...
I'm going to throw out one. Lawyer.
No.
Okay.
All right. I don't like debating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a good...
I'm
good
throwing
one.
Out some... I'm just throwing things out there.
Pastry chef.
No, ooh. I don't like to cook or bake.
Wow, damn.
Cold. Or it just, it's, I like it, but it's not my calling.
Cold-blooded. Okay, it's not our calling. That's fine.
A bouncer. Bouncer to club.
She would throw someone in the air.
No, but I would do it for a night.
Okay.
Would you? I think I would be bored out of my mind.
No, you're right.
It would be.
Or would I?
I know that job.
Depends on
that
where.
Job. I think that job sucks because you are bored and then you deal with some bullshit. For
yeah, you deal
depends
with some
on where.
Bullshit.
Let's speed it up for a second.
All right, we'll guess a couple more, and then you just got to tell us.
Okay. A jeweler.
No.
Stand-up comic.
No, but also a good one.
You work at like a garden, the gardens.
No.
You're like, okay.
Okay, I'm just gonna tell you guys.
All right.
The second is counselor or therapist.
Oh.
I feel like I would be really good at that.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
tell me their problems all the time.
Yeah.
And then I said, I want to replace this. I want to replace backup dancer with this one because I actually don't know if I want to do this. Personal shopper. I was just trying to, I was grasping at straws. I was like,
personal
what?
Shopper.
Personal shopper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would hate to do that. I really would. I don't think I would be good at it.
Do you not like shopping?
No. I hate to shop.
Wow.
It's like a thing. If I, if I'm going out to shop, I give myself an hour. If I hit, if I go past the hour mark, I lose my mind.
Whoa.
I hate shopping.
Dang. Interesting.
I don't actually like online shopping. The only thing I like shopping for is like dishware, like awesome, like glasses and like coupes and wine coupes. I love shopping for wine bottles and I love shopping for jewelry. I cannot stand any other shopping.
Interesting. What is it you That's don't fair. Like about it? I'm just so curious.
I get really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I get I feel really that. Overwhelmed. I'm also just like trying on a million clothes. It's just like really, it doesn't make me feel super good.
But that's why you do it for someone else. I don't
know.
But like, I'm not, I'm not big picture type person. You know how someone like, okay, like Courtney is an incredible shopper. Like she puts together these outfits that are just like unbelievable. It's like, I can't big picture that.
Yeah.
I need to like see it and go, oh yeah, I like that. And have someone give it to me.
It's pretty astounding to watch them like, when they're shopping, they'll see something and be like, oh, and they know like where it fits in with everything in their life.
Yes.
Whereas I clothing shopping is exhausting because once I make it out there and I'm putting on stuff, I'm like, oh right, everything looks dumb on me.
Yeah.
Like that's suddenly Ooh, that's it, like that's like what occur like happens when you're shopping and you're putting stuff on. You're like, no, actually everything.
Yes.
It looks good there, and then as soon as I put it on, I hate it.
Aww.
And then I kind of don't know how to piece it together with everything.
Same.
But I agree on some things like Barnes & Noble I could spend all day at.
Oh, absolutely.
Books I can just look at.
Me, like a dish, like a beautiful glass dishware place or like a wine shop.
Like a sur les tables.
Like a sur les tables. I love that sur les tables.
Stop it.
Like a sur les
tables. Oh Crate my mer. God.
Crate mer. But what's crazy is I never go into those stores. I never go because I know I'm going to get lost.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're going to keep me in there.
Selena, that's a great list.
Yeah. My last one is librarian just because
I like librarian.
I like organizing and I like quiet.
You'd be a great librarian.
You're so good. Wait, would you have one of those ladders that go back and
where
forth?
Where you like, you push it and you're like.
That's all I'm doing
all day. You're doing the bell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that. Dewey Decimal. Hell yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Decimal system.
We have 15 minutes left, and I have a special surprise, really for me. I don't know about you guys.
Or is it for me?
Also for you.
But not for Shane.
Okay. Ollie, could we bring our special guest out?
Whoa.
We're in.
Whoa.
Let's bring our special guest in. What are we going to talk about with our special guest? Wait, we have nothing planned.
I think we're going to be okay.
No? Yeah.
This is very funny because we've not seen this guest today. We didn't see them before we started recording this.
No,
so
we did
truly,
not.
They're about to walk in.
We're at 60, just so y'all
know. Oh, so this is going to be a long episode.
60. Yeah.
And whenever we go long, I always feel bad because, Selena, you're the one who has to review the cut.
That's fine.
Okay.
I like watching these episodes. Y'all are funny.
I also could not thrift.
I'm not good at thrifting either.
My friend is incredible at thrifting. She gets glassware that I'm like, where did you get this?
I don't have the best eye, like, when I'm shopping.
I don't have the patience.
Yeah.
That's me. You know how some people are like, I know I could find this at a better place. I'm going to look at six other places.
But
that's not me.
It's wild to hear because I feel like knowing you and having been to your place, like, you have such incredible stuff.
Well, yeah, I like looking for stuff. I like getting. I feel like all that.
So
stuff
you get you acquire a lot of stuff for someone who hates shopping.
I do.
You really have a lot of cool stuff.
I like. Getting
our guest is walking
guys,
in now.
He's here. He's here. Oh my God.
And there's
oh
Mr.
God.
Chips.
Oh my God.
And oh yes, our guest is Mr. Chips.
Does Jonathan know that he's Mr. Chips?
All right, please.
Yay!
Come on in.
I was just joking that I need like a nickname like Rocket Ship.
Rocket Ship is entering the building.
Or Iceman.
Hi, Rocket Ship.
Hi.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Rubbing my shoulder, calling me Rocket
Ship. Hi, Rocket Ship.
Red Rocket, Red
Wait,
Rock.
Wait, do you not know this about me? I like to rub shoulders.
I literally just met you.
I
I met you briefly at the party. Yeah. And I was like, hey.
And the first thing I asked you, I'm like, where are you from? Probably like every fucking American girl asks you.
But you actually kind of knew where I was from.
I kind of knew where
you knew the geography better than most.
Yeah, because my brother-in-law is from Eglish. Eglish.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
we
cool.
We just picked Sean up off the street.
Oh.
Sad dog.
You were off the street.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here.
I keep it trim out in the street.
You know? You keep it trim, baby.
I know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Sean,
either.
you came by here a while ago, but it was when Damien was hosting with me.
Yes.
And you were happy to be here. Obviously, I know you're a fan of everyone here at Smosh, but I know that you were sad to be here when Amanda wasn't here.
I heard that.
Because I told Spencer I was watching like the Resident Evil stuff for so long.
You watched
I watch more
it?
Smosh than anybody here.
Yeah, and I heard that Ian just dissed you, man.
Yeah.
It's more than, I don't think he dissed you. I think he just probably just.
No, he shouted me out on a speech at the party, so we're even.
Yeah.
He just kind of like threw a ball in my court and was like, and Jack Septicai's here. And I was like,
I saw that.
I was like, what do I do? Do I go up?
You gave a speech. You go up.
That would be great.
So do you like the Resident Evils?
I do.
They're so crazy.
There are new ones coming out in March, February. March.
I think we actually are going to play those. And
can't wait to see it in September when you guys recorded.
No, literally.
You're so right.
I actually don't know if the video that we did with Spencer is going to come out during this time.
Oh.
Why he explains everything.
Oh, so maybe there's more Resident Evil. I mean, I think we can say there's more Resident Evil stuff coming.
There's more Resident Evil
Spencer
stuff coming.
Spencer loves it so much. He's finding a way.
And we will be playing it.
Hell yeah.
Well, we won't be playing it. We'll be in the background eating snacks, watching Spencer play it.
And that's exactly how it should be.
Yeah, right?
That's why it's funny. If I'm watching Spencer play a game on his own, it's not that fun.
Because he's not going to talk.
No, because he's just good at the game. It's like...
Yeah, it's lame. It's stupid.
That's what I do. I don't want to watch that.
Did you ever watch Five Nights at Freddy's too?
I did, yeah.
What do you think about that?
It was great. Sounds like you have PTSD.
I'm loving just like, did you watch this one?
What did you think of it?
It's like that school kid comes over. It's like,
I'm having a conversation with him that I shouldn't be having on the pod. I should have had it before.
Well, since you watch us so much, what are your top moments of Smosh?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any?
Do you have some favorite things?
I mean, Fred Darts is always top tier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fred Darts was
meatloaf.
So good.
It's hard to beat that.
I have to shout out the butt picture one because I was saying that was the first thing I saw of like current new gen Smosh.
And I would say that's an Amanda moment because you are going off there. I could not turn that painting because you refused to stop. And you guys kind of mellowed out for a second and then ramped back up.
What were we talking about? Because that was a live stream.
You were
yelling at me. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You were yelling at me to show the painting, and I was like, can we just get some quiet for a second?
We were being...
And you just
as the qualified Smosh person here, they thought it was balls, and then it was a butt.
Yeah.
So you guys were like, show us the balls over and over again.
Yeah. We went a little psycho, and it's so fun to do on Shane. Because he gets overwhelmed, you know? He kind of loses his mind.
Well, he got the 1,000-yard stare for a while.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a really good one. I kind of lose my mind a lot.
I mean, you guys must have some favorite Smosh moments, either yours or somebody else's.
Well, I was saying that when I presented my Reddit stories.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that.
I went through.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of moments.
It's my blind spot.
You might not need to see it. No, I went through Reddit and found my favorite subreddits and then presented it. And Chance and Shane were like, oh.
Good job, Amanda.
That's fun. Victorian, whatever, one of them.
You found subreddits that were like, well, there you go.
Yeah. No, mine was like, wasn't mine only like Jersey?
It was like Long Island.
You
it was
like Long the local Island subreddit. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, they thought it was fine.
Pretty good quality.
They just thought
maybe this is why I haven't seen it. It hasn't made any of the compilations.
No, probably not. I don't think it ever will.
That's sad.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep track of all the moments. I feel like already this week, it's only Tuesday, and this week I already have favorite moments.
Wow.
From what's going on.
It's just how you guys live out here.
It's just nuts.
Also, you've
been
on the channel, like, you've been on almost every single show that we have.
I haven't had my Smeagot. I think main channel is the only thing I'm not doing.
Yeah.
Because it's cringe and I don't want to.
They pitched it
to me and I was like, I'd rather die.
I love you so much. That is fucking awesome. I'd rather die.
No, Angela wanted me on it. She was like, let's do it right now. And she pulled out her phone and she was like, hey, we're on Bit City. And I was like, hey.
Yeah, you're like, no, I don't like this at
all. Get me out of here.
It would be fun. I think doing character shit is really funny to do.
Wigs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think as of
right... This isn't one, if you're asking.
No, okay, wait. Is this your natural hair color?
Yeah.
It's so fucking awesome.
Thank you.
When did your hair start going, like, silver?
First gray hair I ever got was 16.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mine was 15 too, yeah.
I was on a trampoline with my friends and he was like, I saw gray hair at the top of your head, and he plucked it out and I was like,
oh wait, you're never supposed to pluck out gray hair.
That's a myth.
You know, it's not.
Check your subreddits.
It's not. I actually fucking
check your subreddits.
Check conspiracy subreddits.
Okay, wait, what color was your hair? Brown or?
Yeah. It was kind of like my beard color. It was brown, and then I dyed my hair green for YouTube. Shout out. Everyone knows the green haired era.
Fun.
And then when I had to dye it back brown to get my natural color back, mm-hmm. then the gray started to really show. And I was like, I don't like it.
You didn't like it.
I kept dyeing it for years until last year, and I let it go.
It looks awesome.
It's literally incredible.
Thank you.
I feel like people who go gray, that's the color that they want. It's always like sandy gray, but yours is like gray silver.
Yeah, in the early, like when I was like 20 doing YouTube, you could see like the salt and pepper a little bit, but...
How long have you been doing YouTube?
13 years.
Holy shit.
You're sitting on a channel that's done it 20 years.
I know, but whatever.
Yeah, but we weren't paying attention.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Whatever.
13 Sick. Years. Did you always like do it on your own? Or yeah. are you still doing it on your own?
I have like a team at home now it's like max 4 people that I work with. So.
And you hired them?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that noise.
Who's cheering?
Yeah, don't worry, they're filming Try Not to Laugh.
Yeah, they're filming
Try Not to
Laugh.
Which you're about
which
to
we're
go
in.
Do.
I know, I'm nervous.
You and me.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. I'm nervous too because I've only done one since I got back.
That's pretty
And Try Not to Laugh used to be my happy place.
Are all your jokes about babies now?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. All about babies and birth.
I'm nervous because a lot of the Try Not to Laugh stuff is like inside jokes, which I feel like I'm not privy to many of them, but it's also like... I'm good at like showing up and bringing energy and reacting.
And that's all you need. No, that's all you need.
And then Try Not to Laugh is like, okay, now go out and do a bit. And I'm like, I think I can do it, but...
Wait, you're going to be fine.
You can take anybody, me or anybody, out to do your bit.
Okay.
I actually don't usually do inside jokes.
You want to do a wrestling move?
Yeah.
I'll DDT?
Yeah, you want to throw me up in the air?
No, you're throwing me.
Oh, I'm going to throw you? I'm just like, ah!
Throw me through a wall or something.
That's all TNTL takes. If you just commit 100%, you're going to be fine. Your episode of TNTL that you're about to film will probably air a couple months from
2027?
This episode. But it's going to be great.
Have you guys always been so open about how far ahead you are?
I think it's in particular right now.
I think recently it's been very...
We're a little more ahead than I think we ever plan on being ever again.
I worry that I'm to blame for that because people found out I was coming and then the episode didn't air for like 3 months and people were like, what's
okay.
happening?
No. I feel like we're more open on the pod.
Yeah.
Because the pod we'd film it and it was always like a month later. Only until... I don't know, a year? Did it get more topical?
I forget. I just think we've been honest about it. I think people know, like, when they see me in, like, social posts and I don't have a mustache, but I have a mustache from months ago in a video.
It's hard to not clock when you're watching, especially if you're watching it every day. You're just like, this didn't happen today.
A Bit City got released when I was on maternity leave. And everyone's like, oh my God, she's back. And I'm like, no.
No,
I'm like
not.
5 months pregnant in that.
You could just convince the internet you're anywhere. Just go on a holiday and like plan out a European trip.
Seriously.
And then keep posting those all year. And people are like, did they move? Or?
Yeah. You could fuck with people.
Sean, we need to have you back here sometime.
Like for a whole episode.
I know. I keep saying like... I'll come. I'll do everything all day. I'll do every video. And then they're like, here's 3 things you can do. I'm like, come on.
You want to do every video?
Yeah.
Oof. All right.
The 3 videos are going to take like 5 hours.
Okay.
I mean, you're in a lot of videos today.
I am.
You're doing a Try Not to Laugh, and then you're going to be in Reddit stories later.
I'm excited.
And you're in a games video with me.
Yeah.
Woo!
You're doing a whole bunch, man.
I'm so excited.
Welcome.
So pumped. My energy I bring is that I'm the shitty little brother, and I will I make fun of you.
I watched.
I don't know why that's my default. That's what I go to. That's my love language, is to like make fun of people for some reason.
There's nothing than having the shitty little brother. I don't know my energy. We were just talking about it, that my energy is kicked up a notch since I got back from maternity leave.
Trying to prove something.
Like, it's a little crazy. I don't actually think so. I actually don't think so. Wait.
I was wondering how long it would take.
I'm trying really hard.
With Shane
hard
and Damien, it was like 15 minutes.
I'm trying really well. Like I said, my brother-in-law has a very thick accent.
Okay.
So anytime that I'm around him, I start to do it, and he thinks my accent is awful.
I've heard way worse.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Where you turn into like a Simpsons police officer that some people do.
No. So is this like not good or? Oh wait, this is kind of different. Oh.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't actually know either.
What's going on?
Everyone close your eyes and just listen to Amanda right now.
I don't actually know what's happening. So do you like this accent? Is this like Northern Ireland or Northern Ireland? No, it's nothing.
I would just say let the internet judge you.
Oh.
And we love that here.
And they do and they will.
Just let them do it. I'm not going to speak for all of my people.
Your people.
Also, my accent is kind of gone. We were talking about it last time.
Yeah, you sound like you're from Camarillo.
Well, that's why.
Where the fuck is Camarillo?
No. Nobody knows. We can't find
that's
it.
That's why at the party I was like, wait, where are you from? Because it was slight.
Yeah, when I say like, oh, I'm going to go to the bar, then it's
bar.
Like.
Bar.
Then it comes out.
The bar. Wait, so how long have you been here? The bar. How long have you been here?
Like a week.
No.
I don't live here.
Yeah.
Where the fuck do you live?
I live in the UK.
That one was bad. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So why is your accent so light, you said?
Because all my friends are American, and all the stuff I watch is American. Yeah. And my partner's from the Netherlands, and their accents sound American when they speak English.
Your partner's from the Netherlands?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
All right, I think...
Wait, no, we can't stop. No.
We just need to have Sean back.
Right. Yeah.
For a reason.
Clearly, I just need to hang out with Sean. Okay.
This has been so much fun. Selena, thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you, guys.
We love
Shout
you,
out,
Selena. We love you so much, Selena.
And Sean, thanks for stopping by.
My presence is brought to you by ZocDoc.
Cut to commercial. But also thank you to you guys for watching and for helping us grow. And I'm very happy to be back, even if I am a nutty.
Hey. With that, we'll see you in 2026.
Bye.